You can make a parenting comeback, and it's completely up to you. Listen in. I am so excited to have you here. You're listening to the Mama Too Many podcast, hosted by me, Adrienne Reilly. I'm pouring myself a cup of coffee. Grab yourself one, and let's dive right into this episode. As someone who is not a perfect parent, as someone who tries really hard to be a gentle mom and to have gentle parenting techniques, there have been times where I've, you know, yelled, lost my temper a little bit. Not like, you know, crazy, but I've definitely had those seasons where it just is so overwhelming and so frustrated. And you're just, for me, when I'm frustrated and overwhelmed, I get so anxious and I just have a hard time keeping it cool and calm and patience 24/7. And I mean, I don't think there's such thing as a mom who is patient and calm 24/7. But when you're in those seasons of feeling like, even though it's not true, you're dealing with so much and you're trying your best. But in those seasons where you're feeling like you're just not an adequate enough mom, I truly believe that you are a good mom, and I believe you have the potential to be an amazing mom if you, and I should rephrase that. I think many, many moms are wonderful, amazing, courageous mothers. But in those seasons where we are feeling like that, I think it takes so much courage to take a step back and think, I can do more than this. I can be better than this. I can learn from this. I can grow from this. And I want to share some tips and tricks on how to make that parenting comeback. So if you head over to mamatoomany.ca/motherhood/anxiety, you will find a PDF. Why do I always say PDF? You'll find a blog post, basically how I made the shift into creating system, structure, routines, and started to get myself help and to heal from those things. I had to be aware of my very own toxic traits, my bad habits, my destructive coping mechanisms, and even to this day, I'm still trying to uncover them all. I'm building and developing self-awareness, love for myself, compassion for myself, and I really just started focusing on God, and I think that's helped an immense amount changing, because if I'm being honest, there's no such thing as a perfect parent. And what my journey looked like was one, therapy, because I truly believe if you have any unresolved trauma in your life, you're going to carry it forward. You're going to repeat it. You're going to unconsciously pass on all of the hurt that you feel onto your children. I am not trying to scare you, make you feel bad. You just need to be conscious. Oh my gosh, I'm not even speaking proper. You need to be cautious of the way you're feeling. You don't need to go to therapy. I just think that it's nice to have someone to guide you through your struggles without them, you know, without making them feeling like you're a burden. I know I struggle with that. I struggle talking openly to some of my friends because I know they're busy and I am fearful of putting that burden on them. And so anyways, therapy was really good for me. And it helped me, you know, heal. And I've already said self-awareness, but I really, really feel like it's important to uncover what is going on in your life and why you feel the way you do. Why are you yelling at your kids? Why are you so frustrated all the time? And sometimes it's maybe not really anything about your kids, and it's not anything about maybe the trauma you've gone through. Maybe it is like you have a hard time living and being in a messy house. I try really hard to have a clean house. I get overwhelmed and stressed so easily because like there's toys everywhere. I have 3 small children. There's toys everywhere. There's almost snacks everywhere. I really struggle with laundry. I struggle to get things done. Rosie is a Velcro baby. I can barely put her down for more than literally 10 seconds before she's actually screaming. Unless we're at a play date, then she's like totally mesmerized by all the other kids. But when it's just us, I can barely put her down, and I really struggle with those things. That is why I get overwhelmed. And what I've done to prevent me from feeling like that all the time and feeling like I'm a bad mom because I'm frustrated, I've hired someone to come into our house and watch the kids so I can clean. I'm actually, because babysitters are getting so expensive, it almost is the same cost for me to hire someone to deep clean my house once or twice a month for like 3 hours versus me hiring a babysitter at this point. So that's something. And like, I know some people cannot afford that. I mean, I couldn't afford that for the longest time, I'm being totally honest. But just being aware, that's again, being aware of why you're feeling the way you feel. The next thing is all about health, nutrition, exercise, gut health. And the reason I say that is because sometimes our hormones can get so out of balance. And when you're deficient in certain vitamins and minerals, it is so easy to, you know, fly off the wall when you're angry, to just be like angry. It is easy to be like that. I've never personally felt like that in my life, but I know so many people who have hormonal imbalances, and it's so hard to keep their cool. It is actually work for them to keep their cool. And I just want you to know, like, if you feel like that, please don't feel ashamed of it. You know, the first thing you can do is, you know, clean up your diet. At least try having a 70% clean diet and 30% in quotations not. I mean, I'm not saying you can't have cake and mac and cheese and pasta and bread and, you know, all the amazing high sugar Starbucks drinks. They're great. Trust me, I know. But focus on adding more of your oh my gosh, I can't even speak. Add more of your favorite veggies to your diet. Focus on drinking as much water as possible. I personally stick to drinking like half my body weight in pounds into ounces. So example, if someone weighed 100 pounds, they drink 50 ounces of water. And then just try to move your body. Like, be intentional with moving your body. Don't have to work out, but like, you know, go for a 10-minute walk. And just try that for 10 days, and see how you're feeling. And the reason I'm bringing this up is I find it so important to, you know, like, take a step back, realize that you maybe need to be taken care of too. And that might be why you're feeling the way you do, and why you're so frustrated, and why it's hard for you to keep your cool. And, you know, I feel like it's really important to mention all of this, because it's hard being a mom. Even if you just have one kid, if you have 10 kids, it's hard being a mom. It's hard being a good mom and doing the right things. And, you know, I truly feel like we have glorified moms taking care of themselves, and we've made it into something glamorous. For example, having a shower by yourself for 5 minutes is luxury, when really it is basic human rights. We have glorified moms getting to go grocery shopping by themselves. We have glorified moms getting to run errands by themselves. We have glorified moms cleaning without the kids around. We have glorified moms being able to do outside chores and gardening without kids around. When really it's like, that is a crazy thought to think that moms doing tasks, chores, and errands are something that is glamorous, because it is not glamorous. It's not glamorous. Are you telling me that going to the grocery store and pulling weeds out of my garden is glamorous? No, it is not. And I think that sometimes we need to take a step up and treat ourselves and make us feel loved, and being cautious on what those things are, because occasionally a Starbucks coffee, yes, I deserve this. I'm amazing. I am worthy of this. Absolutely. But then also knowing that, hey, this is not going to make me feel very happy, or maybe I'm physically not going to feel good. I'm going to say no to this. And instead, we're going to go on my favorite nature walk, and I'm going to feel really good because I exercised and we broke sweat, and the kids are going to have such a good sleep. Like, choosing the things that make you feel good and treating yourself in the sense of what is long-term going to make you feel good, and what is long-term going to bring you closer to your goals. And when you think goals, I feel like a lot of people think like fitness, they think nutrition, they think money, they think success. And I think of happiness. I think of what long-term is going to bring me more happiness. Sometimes it is going for my favorite walk, because short-term, my kids are going to have a really good nap, or they're going to sleep really good that night, and they're going to be so refreshed. Long-term, I am going to be in better shape. I am going to have those memories and pictures and experiences with my kids forever. And it's bringing me that much closer to just being a healthier mom and a better example for my kids. So I know this, I feel like this wasn't like exact. I don't think there's a specific way on how you make a comeback from parenting. And I think that truly every child deserves to have a parent who is continuously trying. And I know sometimes those times and moments are hard, but we owe that to our kids. But we also owe it to ourselves to be taken care of and to, you know, take action into that, because I feel like they truly go hand in hand.
Thank you so much for popping in and listening in. Remember, if you take a screenshot, tag me at mamatomany.ca on Instagram. I will enter you into the draw to win coffee at the end of the month. I just want to say thank you one step further for you sharing and supporting me. I just feel so good about giving a couple people coffee. Just like I said, taking that thank you one step further. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll see you next time.